Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
What is going on, nerds? Welcome to the A&R Geekly. I'm your host, Alvin. We got a great show today. A colossal show. A mammoth show packed with goodness. All the nerdy stuff, all the geeky stuff you want. I'm talking about movies, talking about video games, we're talking about collectibles. Whatever we want to talk about, you can come in the chat, hang out with us. But I don't do it alone. I need someone else with me to deal with the insane chat people here that we got. He is yelling out his window going, Bavarian sausages are great any day, anytime. Right? Well, you like Bavarian sausages?
Yes.
You have no idea what I'm saying and why what it's going to lead to, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
All right.
There will be a tie-in, I guarantee you.
Okay.
All right, welcome everybody. Chat, people be coming here. Ryan's there. I see Darth. I've seen the usual crew coming through. This is episode 195. And it's an important episode because I'm going to have a special word at the end of towards the end of the show. And you need to know what this word is.
Oh, yeah, you started that.
Yeah, it's starting. And if you're wondering why we're doing this, well, our 200th episode's coming. And we got some giveaways to give to people here. And we want to give it to people that actually support us on a regular basis, whether you listen to us on replay or live or in podcast. 200th episode. You don't want to miss it. You want to show up to that. We're going to give away some prizes. And I'll tell you what that is. You're going to have to wait. But 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, the 200th episode. When that will be, you got to wait. You got to wait. I'm on vacation, so it might not be right away. I'll have to come back, I think, and then do the 200th episode. So, but we'll let you know. You'll have plenty of time to shuffle your schedule around to be here. You have to be live with us to win the prize. If you're not here live with us, you cannot claim the prize. All right. How was your day?
That was a day. Enjoyed the snow.
Indeed, I did.
Yeah. Oh, you had to drive in it.
I had to drive in it.
Yeah.
Did something just weirdly fall behind me?
Oh my God. Do you have a toy ghost?
I just saw some like flint or dust ball just like glide behind me. That scared the you know what out of me, okay?
That's just a toy ghost. Don't worry about it.
Oh, boy. That maybe I'm just imagining. Anybody see that? Behind me. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. We got a lot of stuff to get into. But before we do, we got the world famous in our dad joke. Are you ready, D?
I'm ready.
You're born ready for this. All right. For those of you who are new here or would love to know what this is all about, every week we do a dad joke, courtesy of me, to make my friend suffer here. Or make him laugh, depending on the situation.
What are the other?
And you can play along too. You can even enter to drop in a joke and have you have a chance to win a prize randomly. So that's how it is. If the joke is great, you do hashtag dad. Whether you be in the Spotify, Amazon platform, you can do it on our social media handle at A&R Universe. You'll let us know if this week's dad joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad. Or live in the chat here. Or replay crew on YouTube. In the comment section, let us know what your thought is for this week's dad joke. All right, here we go. Here we go. You can also submit, and we'll give you credit, but I'll tell D after I tell a joke. Okay. So he can't lie and pretend he's laughing at jokes. I want him to like, I can't wait for the day you just said, this is such a terrible joke. It's so bad.
Yeah, and it's like a five-year-old child.
It's one of the worst. There's a nine-year-old that you said this yeah. joke. I can't wait for that. Gonna absolutely crush him. And you gotta be honest.
Child.
You gotta be.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You gotta be honest. It might toughen that child up. All right. Here we go. What are the Three Stooges' favorite snack?
What?
Curly fries.
Oh man, that's horrendous.
It's a two-parter here.
It's a two-parter. Okay.
What is their favorite drink?
What?
Mojitos. Get it? Larry, Curly, Mo?
Where's the boo one? I haven't used this.
Oh, no, come one. On. That's not a boo. That's a good one.
Move this man.
I've shamed my family.
Was that one of yours?
What?
The yeah, joke. It was. Okay. I thought you were trying to like.
Why are you going to ask these? There's no way someone would send that joke.
It very well could have been a child. Like, I don't know.
No, what, the child from 1925? Ah, boo. That's terrible.
That one gets a super boo.
Yeah, yeah.
Three Stooges, both equal sad.
There's only two Stooges here. Oh, man. Your room is possessed. Get out now.
He just wants your toys.
Yeah. Good God. That scared the, you know what, out of me. I'm like, what the hell is that floating behind me? Maybe like a big moth or something.
You cancel the show.
Yeah, yeah. Just screaming. All right, man. Let's get into our next segment is what we watched and what we got. Go for it.
Didn't get anything, so I'll just do the one I watched, Sakamoto Days. I'm still having fun with that.
What episode are you in?
Whatever the recent one is. I'm caught up.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people aren't, so I won't spoil it. But I did have fun with it. I do like the fight scenes a lot.
Oh, man. So good.
Yeah. Especially like when he moves at high speeds. And he just like, yeah, I don't know. It's great.
I love the other characters too and how they fight too. And you see his fight. It's like,
yeah,
it's so different, but it's so cool all at the same time. What else?
Started Solo Leveling. So I think I'm on like episode 6. And that's of season 1 before anyone asked. Because a few people have asked me, do I watch that? And if so, did you see the last fight? The fights are going hard. So I'm like, okay, I might as well give the show a chance. I think that was one of the ones you tried to watch, but you didn't like.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, okay. I like it. Like, I don't have a problem with it. I know it does seem slow at first, especially since he is the weakest hunter alive. Mm-hmm. And he has to level up. That's the whole premise, but I'm enjoying it. Did you ever watch Schitt's Creek?
Yep.
So I haven't seen it before. I'm watching it now.
What?
Yeah, I like it.
It was a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, it's just like whatever. Like, but I'm.
What rock were you under?
I always change the channel. I don't know because it's the same.
Time. Let's just change it.
It wasn't my type. Like back then, I was like whatever. But I did like Seinfeld, so this is the same kind of just dry humor. I enjoy it.
Yeah, this is the modern day humor mixed in with some Seinfeld-ish stuff. I love, like, and you're, and I was like you too. I didn't get into it to at least season 3.
Yeah.
Because my wife's like, hey, everyone's talking about this show. It's really funny. You should check it out. I'm like, yeah, it's CBC. Do I really want to check this out?
See what I mean? Like, as soon as you said CBC, I'm like, that's what I just did.
But then I'm like, you know what? Kim's Convenience was pretty good. I like that one. I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's give it a try. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was really
I liked that before they got rid of what's his, like, you could tell he was transitioning out because he was starting to do Marvel stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
So I never actually finished that. Would you say the finale? And I know they're trying to do a spinoff with, I think her name was Sandra, whoever his boss was, that never saw the light of day.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. You can't do it without them. That they are the show. You can't do a spinoff.
They work well as a unit.
Yeah.
Right. You pluck somebody out of that and try to get it to do a solo. It's not going to happen.
Doesn't work.
I don't know why people don't, like, a lot of shows don't understand that is spinoffs are hard to do because you're so in love with all the characters. It's not just one character that makes a show good. Like Seinfeld, for example, all four of them bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Right. You take one of them out and try to do a show by itself, it doesn't work. That's the reason why they haven't got their own solo shows that have lasted for then. I mean, except for what's her name? Elaine. She had her own show, Veep or Vip, whatever. Veep. Yeah. Veep.
Oh, well, she has successful shows, but her characters are completely different. Like, you can't do an Elaine.
But it's not
show,
like it lasts for 4 or 5 years.
No.
Right. And it's not like top tier show. It's in the middle of the pile where everything else is. Mm-hmm. But of them all, like, even Seinfeld, like, did he try to do a show on his own?
What about right? Fraser? What about Fraser? Okay, that's a good one.
No, but Fraser had a great cast with him too.
Okay,
what I'm saying
spinoff needs like another. I would say he got lucky.
Well, he was not even a main character. Fraser wasn't a main character in Cheers.
Yeah, so that is a spinoff. That's just like
Ted Danson, Woody Harrelson. These guys try to do their own show. Ted Danson did last a couple of shows, but they weren't like good, right? Fraser was good, but his cast was great, right? I don't think he could do it by himself. Like he tried doing a spinoff again from a spinoff.
Yeah,
right. That crashed and burned because the cast wasn't that great. So it crashed and burned, and nobody's like.
I guess Family Matters, but you could do that stuff back in the 80s and 90s because
it's hard to do it now. Yeah, it's really hard to do it now.
I'm trying to think. I didn't watch anything else. No movies. Just Schitt's Creek, Solo Leveling, Sakamoto Days. I'll browse some more anime and just try to watch them. I pick one, and if it doesn't catch my interest in three episodes, then I move on to something else.
That's what I'm doing right now. Three episodes is what you get. Sometimes maybe one. It depends how bad it is, right? Yeah, this is on my list. I did like the first one, but the first one, I already knew what the plot was before it ended. Everyone's like, oh, wait for the twist. I'm like, I already know what the twist is. Stop talking. I already know. It was too obvious, the twist, but I want to see two because three is on the way as well. They're going to milk this thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Three has been reportedly getting ready to reshoot. So. All right. What else? Anything else?
No, it's a short one. I did. I did watch Highly Posable with KJ and them.
Mm-hmm.
They always have top tier energy. So, and then I was on Brick's something show yesterday. Talking toys and reveals, and he's all about the Kickstarters. So
he loves a few of those. He loves small IPs. Yeah,
yeah, which I appreciate. Otherwise, like he brings light to smaller IPs mm-hmm. and companies and things that are being revealed. So check him out. It's I'll just pull it up. Might as well. But aside from that, it was pretty slow. I didn't even watch any movies. So here we go. We have Brick dot something, and you can catch his news station out usually on Sundays the last two were Sundays. He'll update you the date and time. So just check out his social media. And then for the Highly Posable, they have a bunch of followers. They engage with the cat. They chat pretty well. And they like to show off the Mezco posts that people use. Like they take their photography. So if you want to see some sweet dynamic shots, go to their social media and they bring them up on their show too. So check them out.
YouTube user says, have you guys tried Delicious in Dungeon?
No, I haven't. Should I? Two people, Sheldon, I think mentioned it. You are the second person who has even brought it up to me.
And so, when you say second person, you mean YouTube user, not me.
YouTube user, yeah.
Okay. Anything
else? I am curious to see what you got, because I got nothing, and what you watch, because you said you tried something new. So I'm excited.
Anime alert.
Yeah, I want to see what that is.
We need a siren. Anime alert. So I did check out a new anime. It's called Dr. Stone.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure you probably know about it. So
I didn't watch it at all. So I know the premise, but I didn't watch it.
Hello, KJ.
We were just talking about you. Your ears were burning.
No, we're not. Yeah, I watched Dr. Stone. I watched three episodes and I like it. It's not the greatest thing, I would say. But it kept my interest going for it to the point where I got to three episodes. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm in three episodes in and I'm not hating this. So that's a good thing. And I don't know if this will last. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get through the whole season. There are some parts where it's kind of getting annoying now to me. There are some things that they're doing. I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I get it.
Cliche stuff?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, you know. But I'll give it a try. It's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. So yeah, Dr. Stone, as I'm watching that right now, season one. What else? Well, I did watch a movie on Amazon Prime. It was a, it's not going to win any awards. It's not going to get like crazy accolades or anything like that. But it's one of those movies where the bar is set really low, yeah, and you're like, cool, it was set low, so I don't have any huge expectations. It's comedy. It's called You're Cordially Invited. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It got absolutely destroyed on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, I wouldn't say absolutely destroyed. It got 47% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know how old this movie is. I have no idea.
Isn't it new?
It's I'm just looking at it right now, 2025, so it's new then, I guess. I had no idea. My wife turned it on, and I happened to walk by, and I'm like, hey, that's Will Ferrell. I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then I just kind of slid my way into the couch and then kind of nudged my dog out of the way. Hey, get out of the way. I want to check this out. And I just sat there and watched it. I'm like, okay. It entertained
me. I heard they didn't have really good chemistry. Would you say they did or did not?
I did not. I don't want to ruin this ending.
Okay, you didn't care. You just like,
I was just like, oh, cool, okay. You know, I was like, I don't know. The like I said, the premise wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But there were some moments here and there was pretty funny.
So just a background movie.
Yeah. It's not a horrible movie. I would give it probably a 6 out of 10. I want to say. Yeah. It entertained me.
All right.
Give me a couple of laughs. It's on Amazon Prime. I'm already paying for this thing, so I might as well watch something out of it, right? So.
Yeah.
That was that. And then I watched. What did I watch? What else? Oh, obviously Sakamoto Days, episode 5. Enjoying.
Yeah, hey, I watched it. You like this a lot, hey?
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. They got some magic shit going on with me, man. They got me invested, and I'm liking it. I'm loving the characters. I'm probably gonna buy the figures. I cannot wait. I'll buy the skinny Sakamoto. I'll buy the dad bod Sakamoto. I'll buy the two sidekicks. I'll buy the bad assassins. Like, this is dangerous. If SH figure arts or Mayfix gets a license, I'm gonna get a t-shirt from Japan. I've already said that. It's a good show. It's funny. It's I like it a lot. So
okay. I was thinking if they had any prototypes listed yet.
You don't have to do that right now, okay? Don't try to enable me. Go away.
No, I'm not. I'm bored. Don't worry.
And then I watched Dragon Ball Daima.
Oh, you're still on that?
So they actually dubbed episode 4.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know where they were in English.
Yeah, I think they dubbed 2 per every month or something like that. So they dubbed episode 4. I got to watch that. It's Dragon Ball. I'm a fanboy. I hate to say it. I'm a fanboy.
Are you still liking it?
Yeah, I am. It's okay. Dragon Ball. Is it the greatest thing in the world? To me, maybe it's there, up there. But storyline, is it the best? Again, to me, it's probably there. I just love the characters. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I miss these characters when they're not around. And so I take in and indulge in these shows because it takes sometimes forever for Dragon Ball to come out, right? I mean, look at the difference between Z and Super.
Yeah,
how many years did we wait, right? So I just enjoy it as it comes out. It's not the greatest. I think if you had to ask me which one I prefer right now, Sakamoto or Dragon Ball, I'd say Sakamoto.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I figured that just based on your excitement from it.
Yeah. Tiny Toon Ball Z. Yeah, I'll take it. Tiny, large, doesn't matter. It's my anime.
do you think the show will end with them becoming adults, or do you think we'll get to see a season where they are adults and they carry on the adventure fully grown?
That's a good,
because I don't know anything about this.
That's or a good
is
the, point.
Is the whole plot just them trying to reach adulthood again?
I haven't read the manga, so I know nothing about if there's a continuation of a season 2. But I do know that the where they are and the location.
Yeah.
They have a job to do, and I don't see this going past one season for the specific plot. But if you have watched Dragon Ball, it starts somewhere and ends somewhere.
They end up on a different planet.
We start with like Cell and we end up with Boo. Right? Yeah. Like it's it's a massive jump from where we start off to where it ends. So I see this maybe just
to remember the Raditz days, pilaf days, see? garlic junior,
all the condiments and all the vegetables you want, it's all there. But yeah, I just see it maybe one small little speck of the story, and then maybe some of the characters that they've introduced at an early point go into the actual Dragon Ball world, and maybe there's a continuation there. But yeah. I definitely see them become adults by the end of the show. So,
oh yeah, that I figure. I just didn't know if that would be like the last episode. I want to see.
I think probably near the end. Yeah. Oh, you have a recommendation.
Let me write this down. Oh no.
So why do you think he would like it? I want to know that. Why do you think D would like it? In terms of what else I watched, Beast Games. I watched the Beast Games. My wife's really into watching the Beast Games, so I'm like, okay, cool, watch it with her. And I gotta say, they're pretty generous with the money they give to people.
Yeah.
And they're pretty brutal in like destroying people's lives.
Well, is a lot of I've only seen clips, I think. Is it some of them like you can betray your entire team and take all of the money, those types of
like... Dude, like there's people breaking down in tears because they betrayed people. And there's people who are breaking down in tears because they got betrayed when they had this like ironclad locked relationship.
Yeah. That's funny to me. Like back in the day when they used to do these reality type shows, people wouldn't even dream about betraying because they'd look like a scumbag after. But now it seems like every second clip is someone betraying someone.
And it's the same BS over and over again. I got to do it for my family. Yeah, we know you got to do it for your family. Why are you crying? It's all good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why they cry. It's a game. People are going to lose. They already said it from the beginning. Only one of you is winning this prize. So why are you surprised someone's going to cut you out?
Right? Yeah.
I don't get it.
They take it personally.
Yeah, like, I trusted you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's only 10 of you now, so... The trust has to go out the window now, right?
Same with like Ink Master on those shows where you have to vote someone off. Like, how did you do this to me? How did you do this to me?
How is the show going to end if everyone's all locked in together, right? So, but yeah, some crazy stuff that happened. So, and then, it's good. Beast Game's good.
That's good. Did you get anything this week?
So you didn't ask.
You didn't mention, so I was curious.
You know what? I can't find it here. I want to apologize to you. Last week, you had made me my Invincible figure, and I forgot to show it on the show.
Oh,
and I don't know. Where did I put it?
It's in the shelf, so don't open it.
Oh, okay. Where is it in the shelf? One of these ones?
Up, yeah. I don't touch it because it's already closed up.
Okay. I won't bring it. But
I don't want your stuff to fall over on.
If you're wondering what it is, go to his Instagram. I don't know if you can pull it up.
You guys have seen it.
No, I was trying to tell people if you haven't seen what he gave me. So he actually made me an Invincible figure from the new show, episode, new season that's dropping, I believe, this Thursday night, Friday officially. So it's the new outfit. Give me Boba, I'll betray anybody.
This one.
Yes. It is absolutely beautiful. And I apologize to you for not bringing it up last week.
Oh, it's no big deal. Are you excited you're excited for that show?
So ready. Let's go.
It's taken forever.
But you know what? They've already starting season four already. Why do I keep fumbling this? They were already working on season four. The writer's strike is what screwed them over, right? So
okay, that's a fair point.
Yeah. But now they're good to go. I'm excited. Really, really am. Can't wait. I don't know if I want I've been thinking about getting the books, and I mentioned to you I was going to order it a while ago. I didn't order it. I don't know if I want that to ruin my experience watching it. What is your take on it?
So far, they've changed things in the show, but it's being consistent enough that you can predict stuff. So if you just want to wait for the show, I understand.
Okay.
I don't know how much they will change because they're also aren't allowed to use specific characters.
Oh, really? Why?
Because this is a shared universe with like other comic characters. And they only have the license to Invincible characters.
Oh, I did not know that. So I should read the books because then you'll have the cameos.
There would be cameos and some plot points. So I just don't know if they can do that in this show. but it also you'll still get spoiled. So that's why I can't recommend it. They'll find an alternative.
So are you thinking that they might do even like extended universe?
I don't think they'd have to pay more, and I don't think they want to. I think it's strictly just Invincible because they've already replaced characters with other characters of their own that they just made up for the show's sake.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
Like that Spider-Man cameo was supposed to be Spider-Man, but they can't use him. That episode was
So how did they end up using the comics? They got a license for Marvel?
Yeah, they did. And wow. then Marvel did a annual where Invincible was in there. So it was like a two-parter thing.
Wow, Robert Kirkman's doing some work, yeah. Huh?
But in this show, they just made up like, I don't know, his name, Webman or something. They just put it, and it was like a 5-second clip.
Okay, okay.
And then there are some Image characters that are part of some bigger story later on. And I don't think they can use them. So I'm wondering at that point, will the show start to do its own thing?
Hmm.
And it's okay if they do. I like that.
Yeah, it's something different, right? So, but it comes out on February 6th, I believe, at nighttime on Amazon Prime. I think the first 3 episodes get dropped right away.
All right. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely want to check it. I'm excited for that. Let's talk about the stuff I got. Finally got my Street Fighter Guile from Jada Toys right here.
Nice.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in his face.
Hold it up. I want to see it. What's the problem? Like, is it too, like, lack of detail or what do you want?
Yeah, it's the very smooth skin guy here. I mean, he's an army dude. Could you not give him like maybe a 5 o'clock shadow or something, or a little bit of, you know, texturing, like even subtle color? But I guess, you know, what the price you're paying for, what do you expect, right?
Yeah.
He's got the comb, right? Does he have the comb? Oh, he better have the comb. Yo, I don't see the comb. Somebody tell me there's a comb. Oh, there it is right there. I see it. It was hiding under the plastic. So he's got the silver comb. He's got the chain. The Sonic Boom is a little letdown.
The frisbee.
Yeah, the frisbee is a little letdown, but you know, like I said, for the price you're paying for, he's pretty good, not bad. Tattoos are nice. Yeah, Player 2, can't wait for that one. Blue one, I like the blue one.
Yeah. How do you feel about GameStop just randomly dropping these figures? Did you think that was frustrating, or are you excited that they're doing that?
Well, the frustrating part is I had pre-ordered these things and they never called me for them, and they didn't even know what it was. They're like Jada Street Fighter. That's all it is. There was no actual name attached to it. So,
how do you feel though, like with like Player 2 Bison or the alt color Bison that you pre-ordered from Big Bad Toy Store? Because we didn't know if we'd get him.
Yeah.
When you saw them hit GameStop, were you happy? Or were you like, well, I wasted my time?
I was happy for a lot of people who couldn't get it. As for myself, I was like, oh, that sucks, you know. But at least I have it. I mean, I'd rather have it guaranteed than to wonder. And that's the problem with GameStop right now is Jada is like not
wishy-washy.
Yeah, it's not consistent in their lineup, right? So they're like, hey, we'll get it maybe. We're not sure. You'll just have to wait. And you don't want to do that sometimes with exclusives.
Yeah.
Because once they're gone and you're going to get left out, right? So, but yeah, I got that. I walked in to a GameStop. I saw an older version of you. Yo, I tripped out, man. I was like, D? What? I was like, what? And then it was just sitting there on the shelf. It's the Punisher 2 pack.
That's probably someone's pre-order.
Well, I assume so, yeah. It was just sitting there in the Punisher with the Bushwhacker. A lot of people not liking Bushwhacker.
Yeah, he sucks.
Why?
It's just such a stupid power. I call him Finger Blaster. He's just an ugly figure.
I love it. I can't wait for him to like poke someone's nose in the pictures or something like that. I'll do. But yeah, Punisher looks good. So good to have this guy in the arsenal. And lastly, but not least, I got my 86 Studio Megatron. This is my third Megatron in the collection. I am not proud of it, but you know what? I had to get this boy. So it's basically a repaint. It is a repaint.
Who is that? Was that Galvatron or Megs?
Sorry, Galvatron. See. Galvatron.
Okay.
I'm gonna try it again. There you go. Galvatron. So,
what do you think of his design overall?
Meh, not bad.
I think he looks great, ridiculous. I always hated Galvatron.
You hated Galvatron?
Yeah, I was like,
why?
Oh, I like Megatron's look better, just like a heavy.
But Galvatron makes more sense as a cannon.
He right? makes more sense. I just think he looks ridiculous.
You know what?
Like a little laser.
When
blaster
he did, rip. When they made that change, I was like, what the heck is this? Like, come on, Megatron's Megatron. Like, how dare you do this? But over the years, and I mean years, I kind of got over it. I'm like, it's Galvatron. And the fact that he just dismantled Starscream into ash, that line, I was like, he's not a bad dude. I mean, he's a bad dude, but you know what I mean? He's not a bad character. And, you know, I get it. You like Megatron. I know. I just feel that Galvatron is has grown on me. The evil has seeped into my veins, and your audio is
not working. He's necessary. I was going to say he's the next step.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy you got him.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine? And I said, yeah, okay, so I should be happier than you.
Because I have three of them now. I would have been more excited if I didn't have any of Galvatron's, right?
You're going to get more, so it's okay. The entire Transformers movie aesthetic was so jarring since they don't have any realistic Earth alt modes. Yeah.
Galvatron was cool in the movie, but terrible. I agree with you. Season 3, I think, was a disappointment for a lot of reasons. Right? Yeah. But long live Galvatron. What did he say his name was? Remember that line? What did he say his name was? Who was that? Was that Rumble? It was Rumble, I think.
I think it was Rumble.
Yeah. After, like, he shoots the horns or the trumpets. what did he say his name was? Oh, man. That was a good entrance. I like that. All right. Yeah, that's what I got.
All right.
A humble, you know, pickup.
Your wallet can rest easy. Well, let me bring up some other toys. Oh, I did have... So, Machu pops in and out. He does Between Two Sentinels with Jay. Jay's hot.
Yo, that looks sick.
Oh, he just kit-bashed the Amazing Yamaguchi Catwoman and put it on Black Widow's head.
That looks sick.
And a lot of people are like, oh, this was a very simple thing to do, and it improved the character like 1,000%. That was a good body mold for her, all leather. Like, it works.
And he took all the pieces off the ML and put it on here?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they actually stay on there.
Like, they just fit. It just, everything just worked out.
Now everyone's going to go buy Catwoman.
For that price, if you already had her, then fantastic.
If I see it in Japan, then I'll grab one. You want me to grab one for you too?
Oh, CT. No, I don't need one. I don't need her that bad. Don't worry, CT will make one.
Oh, they're getting sued, aren't they?
They just changed their name. It's no big deal.
Oh, man.
He does a lot of other
TC now.
TC toys. I like this comic layout he did.
Yeah, this is dope. I like that one. People are hating on this thing.
What, the Mafex cap?
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, I got my Marvel Legends one.
Well, if you have a cheap alternative, then...
I was like, you still
need this one. It passes. Like, even I said, like, if I didn't have the Legends, I would just be, like, the cap.
Oh, you just reminded me. I forgot to pre-order my 5K toy Superman. It's canceled.
I thought you did.
I forgot.
Second payment?
Yeah.
So what Elvin's talking about is the...
I wonder if I still have time.
You must.
I'll message them.
But Elvin was talking about there was a Clark Kent Superman. I don't even think it's on here anymore. Anyways, it was a suited body. He has his glasses and everything. I don't think you need it. It's one of those things where if you missed out, would you feel bad?
I already missed out. I don't feel bad. It is what it is.
Okay, Brick says two people brought it up today. Hey Brick, we talked about you earlier.
Is that a cooking show? Delicious Dungeon in Dungeon?
I think like the monsters are food related.
They eat
the monsters? So you know how you the dungeon crawler games, how you have a party, like you have your mage and your, so I think it's that, but it's food related. So could be
I'm intrigued.
I could be wrong because again I haven't seen it, but that's what the premise sounds like. Ryan mentioned this. So the have stock for the Norseman 112 scale. You got the grizzly bear. I don't remember if you got it or if you're deciding on it, but you remember we were looking at these a while ago.
Yeah.
112 scale. It does look good. Comes with a lot of accessories. Yay or nay?
Not for me.
I do like these soft goods. The pelt looks good from what I could see here.
So Ryan says if you have nothing better to do, it's a fun watch. Other than that, he doesn't recommend it.
All right.
Cool.
Removable accessories. He looks cool. He looks badass here. Like the dual wielding swords.
If you don't have Conan, this could be a good.
I was like, this could have been like any type of barbarian figure. Always a Norseman, so like any. Yeah. And it's 103 Canadian. So what is that, like $80 USD? I'm happy with the Conan body.
You could blonde the hair, and make it Thor.
You could do whatever, especially if this helmet's on. Like this could be anything and anyone. I'll give it a try.
They cook monsters. Ew, gross.
Well, he says it's a no-no, so I feel like that factors into the plot. What else is next? So Yolo Parker is talking about, speaking of Transformers.
Look at those guys.
Those model kits that are basically just snapped together. They seem pretty simple. They always get the detail down. I haven't gotten any yet because of the MDLXs. If I didn't have MDLX, I would have probably went with this.
I'm right there with you.
Right? Do you prefer the aesthetics and look of this more than the MDLX? Is the MDLX too modernized for you?
That's a great question. So this is my explanation as to why I didn't jump into YOLO. MDLX gives me a twist on the old school.
Yeah.
But I already have the Studio Series in Hasbro Transformers as my old school. Right? I mean, I don't need to put a third line in there. I think the two of them do a good enough job to make me happy to collect Transformers.
This is a re-release, I think. I just saw it today, so I was excited to like talk about it. The back's good. The wings don't fall off like the DL, like my MDLX.
Hey, mine don't fall off. Okay.
So who did they do? Optimus. They did Megatron. They did Nemesis. The translucent. They did the translucent Megatron, like the energized version or the Energon version. I mean, they must have done 1,000 Bumblebees. They did a few Beast Wars ones.
Well, they did Nemesis.
Yeah, Nemesis Prime. The new movie, Transformers 1. Yeah. So I want them to focus on one line and pump out a lot of characters, but it's good they're branching out and doing everything. Grab a Yolo Park, the MP Pro Series early. I'm thinking of getting some Transformers 1. So yeah, I was gonna get Alita, and then she became this huge ass bitch in the movie. So like, I don't like you anymore.
So Brix is telling you to get it.
Yeah. Maybe
I can't. I'm not getting into it.
And then they reissued the DLX one that you have. So the War for Cybertron series. So you have this one.
Yeah, it's a big boy. A heavy, heavy big boy.
And the Megatron as well is also being re-released.
Megatron.
And it has that authentic oil smell, so.
Yeah, man. To this day, still smells like oil.
These YOLOs are really good. Bang for the buck. I have the first Megatron. Beautiful. If they do Shockwave, I'm all
yo.
Over. Yeah. I mean, that might be the one you cave on.
Yo,
that might be the one you cave on.
Oh yeah. I'll definitely cave like Starsky shot the Autobot cave. Y'all don't remember that?
See, if you get him, then you have to get the rest.
You shut it. Stop it. You just get them. I'll vicariously live through you.
That's usually what I say to you. And what else we got on here? Okay, so Beast Kingdom. They are doing the Alex Ross Justice.
These look better than McFarlane.
Fair enough, but you do have the dark side. How do you feel about the? Do you feel it's brittle and hollow? Like unparalleled left quotes. I took out the other people, but he said these look great, but I'm scared. The quality is inconsistent. The movie Joker's did were incredible, but some of the other characters have not been great. I have high hopes for these, especially the Flash. And I also don't know what scale they normally are. They fluctuate with scale.
These are eight inch.
Okay.
I'm definitely not going to get these because they don't fit in my scale, but Darkseid, just the size of him, could fit into a lot of 6-inch lines.
Yeah.
I got him. I have mixed feelings about it. There are some good things about the thing, the figure, and then some not. And one of them is that the lightness to it, it doesn't feel strong in your hands, right? And the accessories, you got to be very careful with that, with the accessories, especially the beam that he has.
Oh, his Omega beams, yeah.
Oh, but you got to be very careful because it'll chip and break in 2 seconds.
Yeah, you're like, take it out, play with it. I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Go ahead, break it. You bought it then.
I'm not touching this thing. I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It took Mayfex some time. I think it took him a couple of years to get. They still have it, but it's not as often as it used to be in the beginning. And that's just a new company trying new things and figuring it out and moving along. Engineering obviously will get better. If they actually have passion to make good figures and they want to be in here for the long term,
yeah,
they're going to continue to get better and get feedback and produce better figures down the road. That being said, I will not be buying this, not because I don't like the company. They don't fit in my line. I've been consistent with that. Because if these guys, if I didn't care about line, then I just would have got McFarlane figures, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah. But Beast Kingdom Darkseid is not a terrible figure. The price I paid for it, I definitely don't think it was worth that much. I think I paid $120 for it with taxes and shipping.
I do like that Darkseid. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. I know there were lots of QC issues that other people have had. So it's luck of the draw. And I don't want to really...
Like I said, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't. Yeah. But it just didn't feel premium. Do you know what I mean?
It just felt didn't hollow. Feel... You know that hollow type?
Yeah, it just didn't feel premium when I put it down.
I understand. I am going to wait for reviews. I still wouldn't... Like, I don't need this. I'm just curious. I'm curious to see if they took the critiques from their past figures and applied it to these.
Lantern looks awesome.
Yeah, I was like, I think these look fantastic.
Yeah.
But again...
No way Batman has lines on his forehead. Does a cow...
Yeah, it's skin tight. It's skin tight.
Oh, yeah, it's rubber, too. It's not latex.
He's emoting. He's emoting.
Oh, my God.
Elvin's done with that line.
Did I miss the talk about Kamen Rider figures? I did not. Do you have that?
Oh. I have every site open.
Okay. You can. Yeah. I mean, hey, Tab wants to talk about it. Okay.
He's probably lying. What bothers me are the under parts. Batman Melts covers the majority of it. I guess it's to hide the ugly.
Oh, you want to see more of his underwear?
Look at the Flash and look at Green Lantern. They have a huge diaper. Like, you could see it.
Nothing wrong with diapers. McFarlane fans should be used to diapers. It's there every day, all the time.
Well, that's why Jeff is bothered.
Yeah. Jeff also owns lots of McFarlane, so he's not bothered. He loves them diapers.
Same as Soups. It's like he's wearing a thong.
That's not going to deter you from buying that Soup. You liar.
Like, don't kid.
Yeah, if these were 6-inch figures, I'd probably grab these. But they're not.
So. Okay. Pass for you.
Yes.
Oh, so these flew up yesterday.
Yo, Joe.
And I saw it from Lats on display model behavior. But you are the Joe guy between both of, like, between you and me.
Well, I'm not an expert or anything. I like Joe, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So out of all of these revealed, so you're getting the Cobra battle armor.
How'd you know?
I was like, how did you know? Like, I feel like this is Elvin's gonna grab this.
I mean, hey, it looks different. It looks cool. It's got a robotic feel to it, so why not?
But not the Striker. I have a feeling you're not gonna get.
Okay,
that.
So Striker's gonna be based on price. So I'll take a look at the price and make a decision afterwards. But I'm not dying to get the vehicle. We'll see.
All right. We have Slice and Dice. I just finished
I won't get Slice and Dice at all.
Oh, really?
No.
So you're not even all in anymore. You're picking and choosing. No,
I'm picking and choosing now.
Are there specific characters that you will get if they come out 100%?
Main characters that I've grew up watching in the show, I'll get it. When I mean main characters, like, I mean like the core character. I'm just not gonna do any of this Tupac, Slice and Dice, and Darklon. Won't be getting that. Sounds like a cheap Kelowna Shopper's Drug Mart.
How do you fit a figure in that? That thing's, it's huge, man. Like, it'll fit in there.
Yeah, these are the only two things I'm looking at getting.
They have been going leaps and bounds with the accessories now. Well,
I know that Slice and Dice is going to be a huge sell. I almost worry now.
Would you want them?
Okay. Oh, man, son of a. I love the mask. I love the hat. Live on air, I'm changing my mind here.
Is it another price thing? You're gonna
It's not a price thing. It's me getting out of hand thing. The G.I. Joe collection is out of hand here at the house.
Okay.
Like, literally, we're talking about hundreds here, figures from G.I. Joe line. At least 200 figures. A lot of them are army building, but still. All the vehicles. I've got every vehicle. Right?
They do look nice.
Yeah, you know what? God. I'm trying to cut down and they do this to me. The accessories is what got me here. Want to buy a figure off me after? Yeah.
Ryan's in.
Yeah. Darklon is not going to get my money, though.
Passing on these two?
Neither is Fruity Pebbles on the right side here. I don't want my divers to wear yellow and orange or red.
It's for safety purposes.
Oh, yeah. I already have the camo version, the real one.
Look how offended. You're just like, you're offended by this. I was just out of this morning. Total. Can you?
No. Pass.
Okay, pass on both.
Oh, he's chewing a bubble gum.
Yeah, so it's like, is that a deal breaker for you, or do you want it?
I don't know. I'll come back to me another time.
Okay.
But the guys on the right here, the Fruity Pebble guys, are gone. I'm not getting these.
All right.
They're going to be like $70 too, by the way.
People, I think this self-dizing is right.
Is there coming as a two-pack? Are they coming in a two-pack here? These two?
Yeah, those, the divers are.
Oh, this is $100 Canadian. Easy. Yeah, right? Nothing says self-diving price yellow. I get it why some people want this. But I already have the camo authentic one. I'm not buying these guys. I'm good. But I'm sure there's some people out there excited for the color.
I don't know who he's referring to, because you just said you're buying it. So,
yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay. A cover girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a buy. I thought the one they brought out was not that good.
All right.
And they also said that you can actually head swap. So I'm going to head swap the cover girl.
Yeah, he's talking about that. But.
And this, who's this, Falcon?
Isn't that Flint?
Is it Flint?
Yeah.
I can't tell these. these days. Oh, a shotgun. Yeah. Flint didn't see that shotgun. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
You don't need another one.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
You don't need another one.
I'm the same with ninjas. I was so in awe until I saw these. Yeah. You got me.
Which legends would you use them for? Like the Daredevil heads? Like, I prefer them just as is. Like, I don't. Like, I just want them with Snake. Like, you know, because
well,
the Snake
guys. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I would love to take a picture of them, like, lined up on the streets against each other. And he's got the hat and the, what does he want to call it? Poncho on. That would look so sick.
I kind of want them too.
We'll get them. We'll see what happens. Get them. Oh, man.
You don't need this.
I need this.
You don't need this. What do you need this for?
I need this in my helicopter.
Okay, fine. Have your Televiper. Yeah. That was an easy. I didn't fight you too hard on that. Go ahead. You made a good case. You have the helicopter, so you might as well get this. Oh, you just went and did it now? Or are you catching up?
What's he talking about?
Transformers. I think he just pre-ordered something.
From where? Well, online.
YOLO.
Oh, okay.
And then so Gridiron is doing their Jungle Hound.
Woo!
For $200, and it comes with all this stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm out. It looks fantastic. Oh, Rock and Roll in the back. That looks sick. Rock and Roll is one of my favorite G.I. Joes because it was one of my first G.I. Joes I got as a kid. So nostalgia of Rock and Roll is the reason why I was so happy. But I was also not happy is when they gave him shitty machine guns and not his authentic ones. You jerks. This looks awesome, but I'm not dropping $200 on this. No, I can't do that for vehicles.
Okay, but what? And you're checking the price on because
if this is anywhere north of 150, forget it. I'm not paying 150 over for this thing. And that's 200. That's 200 US. That's like a gajillion Canadian rubles. Yeah, that's not happening.
And then he did do accessory kits for the other vehicles. So
maybe they'll do a Black Friday sale. You never know. But I'm a big fan. You know, like last year and the year before that, I was a huge Gridiron fan. Like I dropped thousands of dollars on some of their stuff. Like thousands. I remember one time just one order was 900 US. Just accessories.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember. Yeah.
Right. So I love them. They're awesome. I just can't go and drop 200 US on a vehicle that's very similar to what just Hasbro just talked about. Right.
It's spendy, but I like the look of Gridiron more. The classified ones look kind of, this is a render, but you know, shiny and plastic.
Oh, I can use them with hand ninjas and I can find something. That's a sick idea.
Have a Daredevil fight or something.
Yeah, that's sick.
Which one do you prefer more?
I think the Gridiron one looks nicer.
It looks nicer.
But price-wise, I think it's going to be this on the left. They're both are good. I like both.
Like the both. Joe one, the Hasbro one clearly looks like it's like a plastic toy. Like, you know, like it's shiny. It's shiny and it looks like it just came some out of that the top. they don't put matte paint on it or anything. Whereas Gridiron, at least
how
like
hard, tries to dry brush. Let me ask you something. How hard is to just paint this to make it look more realistic than a toy?
You could do it.
But you'd have to tape the tires off, right?
It's dirty anyway. Like you could matte spray this. Like you don't even need to spray paint. You could use a brush and some silver paint and some gold paint and just like dry brush around the edges to make it look metal.
Hmm.
Like you could do it.
Okay.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
I'm going to do it, but I need you to watch over me. Say, okay,
yeah,
do
I'll this, come over and I'll just watch.
Do this, do that right now. You idiot. Slap me in the head, you know? Dry the brush, I said. Clearly the green iron one's nicer, but one is half the price. Yeah, exactly. Price matters.
So it depends. You want detail or you want the cheaper one and then you can do it yourself.
because remember, ramen tank for, yeah, I never got that tank. I just like, I can't do it. I have the ramen racer, but I got to look at like the space here around me too, right? So
yeah,
one of these vehicles, and it's going to be the one on the left, the official one.
Okay.
But yeah, man, Gridiron Studios. Oof. They make some killer stuff. I haven't gone on their site in like 2-3 months because I'm scared of what's there. Because I'm just gonna like say add to cart, and all of a sudden it's like $800.
Speaking of sites.
Uh-oh. Oh, dead. Yeah.
I was wondering, because you're a Lego dude.
You know, I'll tell you a story right now. Back when I was poor, when I was a kid, I was very poor. I have a friend of mine who's I'm still friends with. He's one of my best friends of 30 years plus. He came from a very rich family. So I went to his house for Christmas one time. I stayed over the day after Christmas, not Christmas Day though. And his parents were giving him gifts, and they get like tons of gifts, right? And his dad got him a big Lego set, and it was a pirate ship. And I saw this thing, and I'm like, holy smokes, this is insane. And I spent the better afternoon with them putting it all together. And I was like, wow, this is
awesome. We just got the rowboat and the cave. That's it. The smaller one, the skeleton, the robot.
I didn't even get the boat that goes to the back.
The shark that comes with it.
So, yeah, I'm excited for this because I love One Piece.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'm growing into this. I love the live action. It'll take me probably a millennia to watch all the episodes that came out. But if they make a cool pirate ship, which they will, I gotta get it. I have to. What? Oh, sorry. Yes. Go ahead, read it.
Do you think Lego will do the Going Merry or the Thousand Sunny? It's a moneymaker, yeah.
I'm in. I'm gonna watch
one. I don't know if
and buy this.
Do you think it'll be one of those specialty sets, like you know, when they will one and done? Here's your
no. I think they're gonna be like you're going to get the prices of specialty probably for the top sets.
So you think they'll do like the
yeah, I think they'll do different sizes to give more options for people so they don't feel left out. But I think you're going to see something hit like $300, $400 probably.
Well, good luck. It popped up. So I was like, I'm just going to click on this now.
Yeah. Our friend, our friend Jeffrey doesn't like it, so
he doesn't watch One Piece, so it doesn't matter. Oh, it's a live action one. I caught up on the One Piece 5 months. Each episode is about 10 minutes. If you skip the recap and skip filler content,
dude, that's dedication there. You've been asked a question.
Oh yeah, the guts we were looking at last week.
Guts.
You did not care. Not that, that's not the right word. You don't need it.
Yeah, I don't need it. But okay. I'm a fan of Berserk. I'm a fan of Guts. Don't get me wrong. It's just I need to pump the brakes on some of the stuff here. That's not to say that I won't walk around Japan next month and go, holy crap.
You have a mental list in your head.
Yeah, like I'm just saving my anime splurge for Japan. I've already been given the green light by the wife to take a large empty suitcase, and she said go nuts.
Yeah,
she's gonna film me running around Japan like a Japanese schoolgirl, excited everywhere. So she said go ahead. She's like, you deserve it. And it's my birthday that week too. I'll land in Tokyo on my birthday. I cannot wait. Let's go.
You just pass out from the euphoria. Go comatose. You missed the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm in a hospital for a week and a half. All right, so we got you ready to go back to Canada.
I just spent $400 on my tax refund visit about to. Oh.
Oh wow, crazy.
Was it old wiring you were replacing, or did you just like get a new AC unit? Hopefully, it wasn't an emergency fix, but. Me and my son just finished 2011 Berserk, still the Golden Era. Lots of important parental conversations along the way. I was like, yeah, isn't your kid young? But that's okay. That's what I explained it to him. And then, so back to Tamashii, they are doing the Mach 5 from Speed Racer, but they already put the teaser. I used to love this car. I don't know if I'll get it, but it's cool. You don't remember? Do you Speed Racer? Did you watch that?
Oh, okay. I remember this. Yeah. Never mind.
It's just his car. Was it
blue or like a?
No, it's white.
Oh, white, red. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a I don't know.
I like these novelty cars, like Kit from Knight Rider, like we showed last time.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You missed an epic joke. It was amazing. It even had a part two to it. So, what? Jackie Chan? Chin? What? Where is this coming from? I was not. Toy budget is never gone. You'll find a way. Return some bottles, pick up an extra shift, do some OT. You'll always find a way.
I'm sure you've seen it, but we're Jackie Chan.
This is loser talk. Tab, this is loser talk. We don't talk losers talk here.
Brick was talking about this.
Oh God.
You remember that now, don't you?
I don't want to remember that now. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And just in case you missed one of three other places that are doing Broly, Bandai's doing their re-release again. So you got the 40th. Do I need him? No.
Do you have him?
I have him.
Okay.
I have the reflect when it first came out.
I'm just curious. Do you think they tinkered with it, made it a little bit better?
No.
How can you say that?
Because it's easier for them not to. They gave
no,
you
the... man. Did he come with the green fireball thing there?
Yeah, it's the exact same figure with the yellow base.
Maybe the paint job is better.
It's not like you're going to buy it.
I'm just looking for an excuse to buy it, D.
You don't need it. That's what I'm trying to talk you out of. You should be happy. You should be thanking me.
I don't know. If I see it in... I have a feeling that I'm going to make some stupid decisions when I'm in Japan.
But like, why would you?
I'm gonna come back home and I'm like, oh, I already have this. Shiz.
Why would you need this though? Like, what about this makes you want it? Like, you're talking yourself into imaginary articulation now, just so you have the excuse to buy it. I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry. Why do you want it?
I just feel like there's something they've been tweaked on. Like the paint might be better. Like dry brushing or something. There's got to be something different than the originals.
Like maybe it's painted slightly different.
It might be better.
But they've done that anyway, like with glossy versions and Comic-Con versions. No, you don't need it.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to harass anime Ami store. Hey guys, do you know me? My account number? Yeah. They'd be like, sir, get out of our store now.
This is purely an online store.
Sayonara, get out now. You idiot, get out.
He knows that. He's just trying to talk himself into buying it. I know he knows. He's just being ridiculous.
I think the hair looks better. Oh, man.
Which one do you have? Is it the usually really mushroom means mac and cheese color hair?
Mac and cheese. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, you do not need it.
I don't need it.
If it's unanimous, then you definitely don't need it.
Nah. Whatever, you guys.
And then we have Demon Slayer. Was Demon Slayer on your list?
Okay, so I was thinking about playing Demon Slayer for the first time today. And then I saw Dr. Stone, and I'm like, oh, it's this. And I started watching
it. Oh, like, dude, just move over slightly.
I was like, oh, I'll just watch this. And I'm like, okay, I'll stick to this for a couple hours. But I was literally about to watch this instead of Dr. Stone. So I'm probably going to try this out sometime next week.
What would you say your
shut up about this.
Yeah. How many new shows would you say you've tried within a week? Like, you tried just one?
I try to watch the regular shows that I've already started now. And then I try one per week, a new show. So Demon Slayer takes about 3 episodes to get into. Okay. How many seasons are there into?
Anybody? I don't remember. Demon Slayer.
Hey, I don't know any of this. Okay, I'm There's walking three. In blind. I Good. Have to go with what I think I should watch. And I saw the first couple of minutes. I'm like, okay, let's check it out.
Sorry, are you going to continue with Dr. Stone?
I'm going to give it a couple more episodes. If it gets better, then I'll stick with it. If it starts being like a downward trajectory, like it's about to, I think, then I'm probably going to jump off in it. But next week, for sure, I'll try Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Or before next week, Monday, I'll watch at least two episodes of Demon Slayer, minimum. I'll do my best.
Okay. Good articulation.
Holy.
See, this is actually, where's a bent post? So I wish they maybe a bit closer, but they need to start doing Goku's legs like this again. Because Goku, they keep giving knee joints, like those double jointed knees, and they look weird.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's three first season. Yeah, three. It's at three right now.
Do you like Demon Slayer?
It's popular. I haven't even finished it. I'm not caught up at all.
But like,
I would recommend it.
Okay.
But right. I can't read you. I can't read you at all.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. All right, I'll check it out. I'm probably going to... What's a good show to watch? Maybe I'll watch Binge Demon Slayer while I'm flying to Japan.
Like on the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a 10-hour flight, so I plan on sleeping about four of it. And then the other six, I'm going to entertain myself with movies or TV shows. So
just get a bunch of, just compile a list and put them on your tablet. What else we got? Oh yeah, I threw this in. So they're just slowly releasing bits and pieces to make your perfect trunks. So
don't we already have the perfect trunks?
I have mine fine. I'm happy with mine. Just hair down.
So this is the add-on pieces to it?
These are add-on for his ponytail look.
None of a...
Which they could have put in the box.
I too. Love this hair.
I know you do. I'm passing. I don't need this. Like the way he looks out of box.
Why couldn't you just give us this when we're ordering it?
Alvin likes Full Metal. You Full Metal Alchemist? You used to watch it.
Did they make a new one?
There's Brotherhood, and they're like, it's basically the same show, but.
What's the most? What was the recent? When did it launch? Sorry to put you on the spot like that.
Oh, it's no big deal.
I watched the original Full Alchemist, and I cried like a baby. I had the figures for it too. What are their names again?
There is
Enzo. No.
No, Elric and Alphonse.
Alphonse, that's it.
So there's the 2003 Brotherhood is a retelling but modernized. So I'm sure you saw it.
2003, you said?
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah, it's an old show. No, So there's new one.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm mistaken. If there is a new one, I haven't heard about it.
I watched it live, and I had the figures to match it too at that time. I think I still have the figures, probably.
I remember when it was on YTV back in the day.
Yeah.
That's where I used to watch it. And then, like, I want to see it undubbed. Like,
What's the one with the white hair? Looked like a wolf?
Inuyasha.
That's it. I watched that too.
That always came on.
Dang, like... man. I feel old.
That always came on at the weirdest times. Like,
eight o'clock at night, maybe?
No, sometimes even late. And then they'd replay it, but it'd be a stupid time. Like, 10:45, and like nothing starts at 10:45.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then that song would come on.
I do like it. Trust me.
No, remember, keep the list coming. So
yeah,
you weren't far off. The fact that he watched it means you were on the right track. No, I did. That's why they played it at this.
Oh, the replays were egregious, man. It was just like you'd progress, and then all of a sudden they hit you with the replay. You're like, oh, come on, really?
Or when you're trying to stay up and wait for the newest episode, but you'd fall asleep and wake up at the credits. Like, that's always happened to me.
Oh,
like, the credits seep into my dreams. Like, oh my God, no.
Oh my God.
For Jefferson, but he's passing on this.
Is this monster?
Jeff loves Kirby.
I told you, it's like, Kirby meets.
So sick. I was like, is he getting this? So you got your Android Mac here. You got that game. I never played it. I haven't played any since.
Why does he need this? He can suck like nobody's business.
I don't
know.
He sucked
a vending machine in a car in the game. Why does he need this? Oh my god. I played this. Yeah, I played the Kirby game. I didn't finish it.
I know you didn't finish it. I remember you bought it for your kid and you didn't even finish it.
But I put 2 hours into this thing. So
you didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I got bored. I was like, okay. There's only so much you can suck.
So. Yeah, with that attitude. What a piss poor attitude to have. They'll pass for you.
Yeah. He gave up because the game sucked. Exactly. But I love Kirby. Kirby's so cute. Yeah, I'm excited for Nintendo World, man.
I was curious about this. This one has piqued my interest.
Ooh.
So it's the official licensed Batman.
I'm sure it's official.
the fact that they made it very clear. They're super excited about it. They're super excited about it being official. So they got the rights this time.
It looks nice. See, this is the Batman I would have loved to see in Zack Snyder's movie. Instead, he got me, I don't know what the hell that was. A mixture of Dark Knight.
It was close, but not close enough. You know,
I want to see this. This is the armor I want to see, because then he could actually take shots. Because the armor actually does its job. Skin tight, spandex doesn't do nothing.
He was wearing armor. It was just under the officially unlicensed figure.
Can't watch Kamen Rider have get hooked again to Tokusatsu. Tokusatsu. I butchered that so bad. Official unlicensed figure. Yes. It's very officially unlicensed.
See, it does look like it without the stupid joint. So I might actually buy this. Like, to me, I am.
What's excited. With the frown faces?
He's Batman.
That looks terrible, man. Why do they give two versions of that?
No, you see, this one is looking to the.
Oh, the right. Eyes are moved.
Yeah.
That's even worse. Oh my god, that's so bad. Why does he look like John Hamm?
Oh, thank you. That was bothering me. I was like, who does this dude look like? Thank you. Thanks, man. I still want this just based on, maybe I'll get him a different head sculpt. Maybe I'll put an alternate head on him. Angry to mopey to disappointed and sad. He looks awfully pouty.
Who's the 60-year-old? I don't know what you're talking about. You got a minus like 15 years out of that thing. It looks good, man. Not going to lie. What's the price on this bad boy?
$74.90 plus shipping. $74.
Cheaper than a Yamaguchi. So that's good.
Cheaper than a Yamaguchi, and it won't snap to pieces if you pose it wrong. And that's coming from someone who doesn't mind Yamaguchis. Mm-hmm. Like, I buy them. So I'll pick this up.
I need online only, right?
Yeah. Well, it is licensed. Maybe one of our collector stores will get them in.
It's from the Arkham games?
That's right. I liked his design.
Yeah, I did too. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. Son of a bitch. Oops. Oh my god. I have to get this now. I hate you.
Why? Just because of Deathstroke?
Yeah, because my Deathstroke looks great. But the minute you touch it, it falls like Legos.
I am excited for this.
This is sick.
I wonder if
Darth. Do you remember the first time playing the game and you had to fight him?
I remember fighting him in Arkham Origins.
I literally crapped my pants. I was like, this is it. This is, I nerded out so hard when I had to fight him. I'm like, holy crap. Like, I actually get to fight somebody of worthy adversary. Oh man.
It's 1/12, but the scale varies from like 6 to 6.5 when people say 1/12, sometimes even smaller. Because there's like 1/12, and then people are like, no, it's true 1/12. So I need to see how they scale, like that Bloodshot figure.
I hope he's more to Legend size than to McFarlane size.
Yeah.
Do you know
okay, but what about Mayfex?
I don't think it'll be bigger than Mayfex. Mayfex is 5.5.
Do you like their size the best?
I wish Mayfex were a little bit bigger, but for what they are, I love them. But if this is Marvel Legends scale, which is like 6-inch-ish, I'm okay with that. But if it's the McFarlane level, I'm going to be disappointed.
I doubt it. Let's see here. 6 inches. So they said it's, because I typed it in and it is 6 inches tall. So, great. No 6.5, no 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I'm getting it too. This is a must. They got me with that Deathstroke. Damn it. Can you imagine the fights you could take poses of?
Oh, these dudes coming up next. So,
hey.
You confirm. Getting these, right? I don't know. I'd be buying them just to have them. Like, does this excite you? Are you gonna pick them up? And for anyone listening, we're talking about the Cell Juniors from KW Studios.
No, I don't think I'm gonna
pre-order. I do like the exploded faces. Like, I like the accessories. They do look good with Cell. Why are you hesitating?
I got them. If you want to wait for Asher's professional opinion. So do you know someone that's professional is going to give his opinion? Let us know.
why are you hesitating on these?
I just don't want to go out there and branch too much.
But there was a point where you said you're all in for Dragon Ball. So what changed your mind? What changed your mind? I know you've been selling toys. I know you've been selling Legends. But what changed your mind from the SH stuff?
If I get this, then I have to take something off the list.
Yeah, there's a two-pack. Like an alternate head pack. I put in the pictures after. Did you get both packs, Ryan? I'm sorry. If you get this, you'll have to do what?
The exploding head is a separate pack, I think.
Yeah, it's the one on the right here. So this is an upgrade kit, I guess you'd call it.
So can you buy them together?
You can. It's just they don't come in one box. So you get your standard figures, and if you want the extra, you have to pay for the extra.
Are you getting?
I don't even pose myself. When I think of Cell, I think of him on the shelf with Gohan doing their, like, just a battle pose, like mid-fight. But I don't necessarily care about the Cell Juniors. They aren't someone I dwell on. Like, if I get the androids, I want all of them, for instance. Like, I need 16, 17, and 18. If I get Frieza, I want all of his forms. The same way
Do you have all his forms?
Frieza's, yeah. The same way every time a new form of Goku gets released, I buy it. I won't buy the same base form Goku, even if it's, like, a different gi. Same with the Boos.
But Cell
Juniors, I don't
care
about.
You're a brave man.
So you're hesitating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to circle back on this.
They do look good. So if you did buy them, it'd be reasonable. I don't know. The more I look at it, the more I want it.
So do you want to pause for a second while I talk about what I learned, or do you want to finish this off?
Good timing.
Oh.
That was it. I put the last one there because I wanted to see if you'd buy it.
Okay.
Because it is on 5K. So if you change your mind, go do it.
Okay. Let's do what I learned. Where is it? There it is. What I learned, weird news. There's been a craze in Germany, and you got a little tip of... you got a little bit of a like a tidbit at the beginning of the show, what you're yelling out of your window.
Okay.
So this is related to this.
I was saying, I forgot. I was like, what was that all about? It's coming full circle.
So in Germany, there's been a craze now of the specific vending machine. It is the sausage vending machines booming in Germany. Let me read this out to everybody here.
It sounds like a safety concern.
So, hungry Germans craving a sausage in the dead of the night. There's a joke there somewhere. Are increasingly turning to vending machines for their bratwurst, bockwurst, and barbecue meats. I totally don't know German, so I'm sorry for anybody who's German says you butchered it. I get it. You butchered it. So they're also very popular in rural areas because they sure do their Wiener Schnitzels. So I was just vending machine. Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, and so the rural areas, the stores close early there because it's their law or something. Did you know that if you're 18 and under, you can't work past 8 p.m. in Germany? It's a law.
Oh, okay.
During the Euro soccer, there was a 16-year-old Spanish footballer. The German team was paying $30,000 a match in penalty fees to the labor law to allow him to play past 8 p.m. I'm not making this up. So, yeah, if you're 18 and under, you cannot work past 8 p.m. in Germany. It's a law. So, anyways, yeah, what I got to thinking was, if you had to choose a vending machine that you think that you would want access to, what would you put in that vending machine? Forget the normal stuff that you see here, drinks and chips and candy bar. Forget all that. If you had a choice to pick a vending machine with stuff in it, what is something that you'd put in there? And that goes for everybody in the chat too. A vending machine of your choice of items in there. What would it be?
Shrimp.
Like what do you mean shrimp? Like shrimp. What kind of shrimp?
Grilled shrimp.
So you're a fan of shrimp?
No, I hate shrimp, but I think it'd be funny to watch people eat it and get sick.
I meant you.
Oh, me? Huh.
Cowabunga dude says ramen. They already have a ramen machine right in Japan, which I'm going to check out. He is Kanmo Jr. What?
What would I get? Is it real or magic? Like what are you going to say?
Realistic, man. Come on, man. Let's stop watching
the anime. I can't ask for like steaks.
You can ask for whatever.
If it came from...
It's your vending machine. Like if you had to pick a vending machine of things that you would love. Because remember, let's say the stores close and you have a vending machine near your neighborhood. What would you like to be in there that would make you happy to go at night and get?
Some kind of steak machine.
Like sliced steak ready to go, different rare levels,
but it has to be cooked appropriately. That's the thing.
Of course, yeah.
If it's a magic vending machine, it's
no. Steak. We're not doing magic here. Stop. There could be some potions that can give you magic, but 5K toys vending machine. That's what I would want. I would want like cool toys.
Oh, toys! I thought it was food based. Well, definitely. No, it could be
anything. I didn't say food based.
Okay. I'm still going with steaks.
Yeah, so he's going with steaks. Yeah, Japan has insane amount of vending machines that does everything. I'm looking forward to dropping a lot of money in them. But yeah, 5K Toy says...
Are you doing the bathhouse?
No.
Okay.
I have my kids with me, so they're going to be wondering where the heck I am.
They'll be boring.
And they will never join me on that.
Yeah.
So my next trip, though, I'm going to be going away from the tourist path. And off to more... I'm already planning my second trip. I haven't even gotten there yet. But I'm probably going to go to Okinawa and Sapporo. I know they're opposite ends of Japan. But I am planning on flying to one of the other afterwards. So...
Is this like a test run, I guess?
This is to get used to everything. Because there's so much in Japan. Like, you go there maybe 10 times. It still didn't even put a dent into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is to take my kids. I've always wanted to take my kids to Japan.
Are they excited? Or are they doing the whole?
Oh, my kids are counting down the days. They're super doing the excited.
Okay, so they're not being teenagers.
But no, my oldest one is just begging to get on the plane. So, I have a feeling this joke is not.
Don't even answer it. Start a cash fund budget separate from package toys.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of coins I'm gonna give to my kids. You know, I've put some aside for specific things. I've already paid off most of the things, like some of the trip of that we're doing. I've already got it ahead and started paying them off. So when I get there, it's not like I got to pay for this event or that place. It's most of it's done. So for example, Universal's taken care of some of the life labs.
Wow. You could do that here. You know,
I know I can do that here. You know, syringe here, needle there. They have this Planet Labs or something like that with these crazy effects inside there. So I've got three of them booked. Oh, what did Brick say? When I ask my kids what he wants to do this weekend, he says, go to Japan.
Smart kid.
Get on the boat and go. LAX, straight down there, bro. Short hop. Why?
He's probably responding to Ryan. So someone asked, you can finish your joke now, right?
You can finish it in the chat if you want. So I'm not doing Disney Sea. We decided to not do it because of the other things that we want to lined up. We are going to go to Nintendo. Disney Sea, I think for me, I want to stay at the hotel there. And so on our next trip, we might do Disney Sea at the hotel. And then because the hotel, you can actually do like maybe like VIP or early entry, things like that. We're staying in another hotel outside of Disney Sea. I don't want to be in that massive lineup. I saw some videos where people are lined up 2 hours before it even opens up. And oh, it's gross. It's gross lineup. So I already did. Or already did. Good for you.
Question. I know we're almost done. This is just good. So is this one too different for you? Because it's part of the Bumblebee movie. It's not G1 enough.
No.
Okay.
They're gonna make a studio. One. Did they not already make one for Studio Series?
Not for YOLO. I was just curious where your line stands.
So yeah, Bavarian sausage, very, very popular, and all kinds of sausages in Germany. Zemens, I love this sausage.
That was pretty French of you.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, hey, they love this sausage. Come on.
Yes. I don't know what accent that was. But it's kind
Viva la the questions. Viva last the questions. Come on. Are you going to go to Universal Studios to do the Snoopy ride? I'm going to Universal Studios, to do the Nintendo stuff. I've got booked time slot for the Mario Kart, things like that. Apparently you got to book that in advance. So I did that. So thank God. I'm going to do that.
Man, times have changed. You used to just show up and get on the rides. Book times and slots.
It's crazy, right? You don't book it.
It's probably better in the long run.
Well, they want a certain amount of people in there. They don't want to overcrowd the place, right? So you have your time slot to enter, and that's it. You miss it, too bad. You don't book it, you can't go in. So get all that done. But it's
is it still a long lineup then? Because you could just show up at the time frame, like, hey, it's my time. And like, is there a lineup?
I don't know, but from I heard from my friend, it moves fast.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. They're probably
I can show you a picture, adequately. Yeah, let me show you a picture, guys. That way you can be in awe. So there it is. And they are cooled. It's refrigerated, packaged. And you have access to it 24 hours. So a lot of rural areas, and after the stores close, people want to have some sausage. I think this is cool. We should get more of these out there. North America should start embracing this stuff.
No, we don't appreciate stuff like this.
I know. That's the problem. Too
many vandals, and someone would just pee all over it or something.
Smash it and take all the sausages.
We don't deserve this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know, right? It's sad. You go to Japan, you look at that, you're like, oh my God. It's awesome. It is on my bucket list to go to Germany. I actually transited from Germany to Croatia, and in that brief time that I was in Germany, I enjoyed the atmosphere of Germans in Frankfurt. Very nice, a lot of nice people there. I want to go to Germany and visit all of Germany, so looking forward to it. I'm sure you could go home and warm it up. I'll put it on the barbecue or the grill or something, right? George Foreman grill.
He wanted it ready just right there and then. That's not sanitary. You'd get so sick.
I don't recommend it. You want to read this one?
Nope.
Oh my God. The FDA ruined the fun out of vending machine that cook for you or your sausage vending machine. Yeah. Just use your hands to.
Best street food in Germany, doner kebabs.
Oh, I actually will have to say, I love kebabs. I went to Australia and, you know, you go out. I have a lot of cousins that live in Australia. And so we went out, partied. And on the way home, I see this giant, like, shack on the side of the road. And it says Kebab King, right?
That's how you know it's good.
And, you know, and there was, like, lineup of vehicles sitting there. And I told my cousin, pump the brakes right now, right? And he's like, what? What are you talking about, mate? Right? It's like, there's nothing over here. It's just bollocks of roads here. And it's like, stop the car. He stops the car. And he's like, you like kebabs. All right. I reckon we can get a couple, right? So, and my cousin's down there. They're amazing. And so we went. And he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, the guy was, I think, Lebanese. He owned it. He owns apparently several Kebab King shacks throughout Sydney, Australia.
Oh, he's a shack mall.
They're all on the highway. They're strategically placed on highways close to, like, exits of town areas. So, like, people who are partying and getting out of town, they want to go home. They just grab one of these. And I ate one and I was like, holy crap, this is awesome. And it was, like, toasted and everything. I didn't ask for the kangaroo one. I'd asked for the chicken one, so it was good. But a lot of spices in there, and it was fantastic. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why would you drive by this thing at night and not grab one? He's like, mate, we eat this all the time.
Yeah, it's probably like McDonald's. Yeah, he's like,
just come like... on. They don't call it McDonald's. They call it Macca's.
Macca's.
So, yeah.
There's a legal issue with that over there.
And then Burger King also sued this company. They call it Jack's or something like that. It's exactly like Burger King. The logo, everything looks like Burger King, but it's Hungry Jack's. That's it. Yeah, Hungry Jack's. Australians hate kangaroos. I don't know if they hate kangaroos, but it's on their logo of the rugby team, isn't it not?
Parts of it are their nuisances.
Probably, yeah.
Like when you go to Victoria and just deer just run out into the street.
There's one cousin, I swear he wanted to strangle me because I kept going, put the shrimp in the babby.
Yeah, were you trying to do accents? Yeah, I can understand why.
Like, shut up. Yeah, I'm like, put the shrimp in the babby.
Well, your poor cousin.
He's like, what are you saying? We don't say that.
Listening to you try to do the accent. I'm like, oh man.
Hello, mate. Put the shrimp in the babby. But anyways, yeah, it was good times, man. I'm probably gonna go back to Australia in a couple of years from now. I have missed my family, so it's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna go to the F1 race or something like that, or even the tennis Australian Open. Go check that out. But anyways, tonight's secret word, D. Should I punch it up?
Yeah.
All right. There it is. So you need to know this if you want to win a prize. Thing. Sorry?
Move the thingy.
Move the thing. Oh, sorry. I have to move the thingy.
There you go.
So you need to know this word. I'm going to put it up here.
So to be clear, I can't win, right?
No, you cannot win. Okay,
then.
Sorry.
I'm not interested then.
Okay, I've added here. So this is one of, what is it? We're going to do five. Episode 195, 96, 97, 98, 99. So on the 200th episode, we will say on episode 195, what was the secret word? First one to type it into the chat wins the prize. We're going to have a variety of prizes. I can't say what they are just yet. If you don't want the prize, that's fine. I get it. You just say, you know what? I politely decline, and you can put yourself back into the entry again. You can win two prizes. Okay. Max is 2. So here we go.
Okay.
The word for episode 195 is Marvel Legends. So if you're listening to us, or if you're in the replay crew, you're live, the word for episode 195 is Marvel Legends. Okay, make sure you get the S at the end. There are technical here. I'm going to say no.
Oh, the technicalities.
If you say Marvel Legend, you will not win. You have to say Marvel Legends.
Okay.
So remember that. That's a hint for everything going forward. That if you don't get it right, you're not going to win. The next person who gets it right will win it. All right. So that is the episode for the episode word for 195 is Marvel Legends. Do not forget. Is that it? Is there anything else to add for today?
No, I think so. They're calling you out on your technicality.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Technicality. The magic words. Are you happy? The phrase. The magic phrase. Do you want me to go long? Do you want to type more? I can go long. I can make it a longer one. Smarty pants. Cowabunga, dude.
You lost it already.
And it's not Willow. Trust me. It won't be Willow. Oh, here we go. Isn't that a Santas? Do you want to win a prize or not?
Remember, all right. Just because he says it's Marvel Legends doesn't mean it is a Marvel Legends.
It's no, it's just a keyword. It's a keyword. Words. We got to say words now, okay? We have to be technical.
Oh, too. Yeah, sorry.
Key phrase. How about that? We'll do that. Key phrase. All right, everybody. So wherever you're on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. Yes, it's a phrase. Marvel